Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM ESPN. Part of the podcast is going to join us at 1:25. Looking forward to catching up with him about the University of Memphis. Did you see randomly that Justin Timberlake announced yesterday he's got Lyme disease?
I did see that. We had a weird amount. Like we talked about it with Kevin and Cobb yesterday afternoon.
Well, he's caught some flack for his performances as of late on this tour.
Really?
Yeah, like he hasn't.
Would make sense, with
right?
With Lyme disease.
Like on TikTok, you know, like there's this video of him, and basically he's just letting the crowd sing, you know, and he's not really doing anything, and he caught some flack for that, and you know, he just wrapped up his Forget Tomorrow tour, and he revealed, you know, in an Instagram post that, you know, he did indeed have Lyme disease, which is is transmitted by ticks, deer ticks, and it can cause flu-like conditions, neurological problems, joint pain, other symptoms. In the vast majority of cases, it, of course, is treated with antibiotics. But, you know, he did say that, you know, the disease can be relentlessly debilitating both mentally and physically. He said he considered ending the tour when he was diagnosed, but he said that he decided that the joy that performing brings me far outweighed the fleeting stress my body was feeling, and I'm so glad that I kept going. He kind of left, like part of his show business, right? But he kind of left it up to interpretation in terms of what his future holds. He said, I honestly don't know what my future is on stage, but I'll always cherish this run and all of them before. It's been the stuff of legend for me. Now, Justin Timberlake is 44 years old, right? So, I mean, I guess that there's a world where that was his last tour. I mean, like, unless it's like a, you know,
a reunion type tour.
Or like a legend. I mean, he will tour again, but like in terms of, you know.
Solo tour, maybe not
the
same kind of way.
Exactly. Because I don't have them all in front of me, but. I mean, I assume like he was on a pretty good, pace in terms of like once every 4 or 5 years, right? You know, because he did the Man of the Woods. He did, you know, this current one he's on, the 2020 Experience. So felt like, you know, every 4 to 5 years he was, you know, on tour. So, I mean, he's doing like real tours, bro. Like,
oh, these are worldwide, like 90-plus
yeah,
event
like
tours.
2020 tour in 2013 was 128 shows. Man of the Woods in 2018 was 115 shows. Forget Tomorrow was 121 shows. Did he end up doing two shows in Memphis on this one? I feel like he had, I can't remember exactly. No, he just did.
Did
the one. He only did the one. He only did the one show. And that was November 23rd of, I guess that would have been 2024. So November 20.
Was it last year?
Yeah, November 2024. And so I don't know if like they got rescheduled or something. I can't remember. But that's a long-ass tour, bro. 100 and what? 100
that tour and, 21 started show? In April
yes.
of 2024
yeah.
and ended 2 days ago.
That's amazing. Man.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough, dude. I mean, we're not talking about little baby tours here. I mean, because he did the Justified tour back in 02. He only did 61 shows, so he's doing double those.
This man is out here selling out shows in Estonia.
I respect the work ethic.
Absolutely.
I respect the work ethic big time. I would imagine that, you know.
The international portion of this tour.
Yeah.
Is everywhere. That's ridiculous.
I mean, how many artists, honestly, can you say are doing like 120 show tours? Like Beyonce.
Oh, but it's got to be like a, like big time. That's not something that, you know.
I don't even know. Isn't Beyonce on her Cowboy Carter tour right now?
I think so.
That how many shows right. she doing? She's only done 32.
She's only done or only doing?
Well, maybe she's only doing 32, yeah. She's only doing 32.
Let's see.
That it looks like that just wrapped up. Yeah, that just wrapped up on the 26th, it looks like. So
no, there's
are there more?
Quite a handful of dates here, it looks like.
Okay. Well, right now.
But it's definitely not 130.
I mean, who's doing 130 is the question. So, I mean, I respect that work ethic immensely. Even if it wasn't my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? Like a guy that, I just don't feel like there are that many like artists like that who are willing to do 120.
Yeah, you're right about the Cowboy Carter one. It's about 40.
Yeah.
40 something.
Which, you know, Beyonce doesn't have to do, you know, but Justin Timberlake doesn't have to do 121, you know.
But he's about that life. He's doing it.
But yeah, I mean, his box office was like $205 million, you know. So he's like, why not?
That might help matters.
Although I think like the sentiment around Justin Timberlake is just, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I just feel like it's just soured. Like in his later years, I feel like people are kind of down on him. Like,
yeah.
I know in Memphis, we certainly are like ambivalent towards him for the most part. He's not beloved here, I don't think, widely. Maybe he is, and I'm just like on the internet too much, but I don't know.
Maybe, at the very least, maybe not in the same way that we would expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
For someone from Memphis and has gotten to that level of stardom.
100%.
You know?
100%. But you know what? He's successful as hell. He's extremely wealthy.
Lyme disease is crazy, though.
Yeah, it is. It is random.
Like, that's what I brought up yesterday when we first talked about it. Was like, where is he going on tour?
Yeah,
where he's out in the woods going on hikes.
Yeah,
getting ticks all over him.
Yep, yep.
I don't know about you, but. I know that's not what I would be doing.
That was his whole album, man. That was his whole album, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, Man of the Woods. That's what happens when you go to the woods. That's why I stay out, man.
Yeah, maybe.
I stay out of them things, bro. You ain't going to catch me in no woods.
Why not? You don't like hiking?
Bro, I don't do the snakes. I had a snake in my backyard like 3 weeks ago. I only saw it via picture because, you know, like it rained and like he showed up. Bro, I don't even know what kind of snake it was. I'm not finna go out there and find out. Snakes, I don't do, you know, lizards, all that stuff. Like, I know that's not the woods necessarily, but, you know, anything like that, I don't do, bro.
Like, this is that's crazy for me. I mean, I'm from Florida. That's all we got.
The Everglades, like, you know? Yeah.
We got gators out in people's yards. We got,
man,
that's the biggest lizard. We got the little lizards. You have to be careful when it's wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Iguanas might be falling out of trees because it's so cold. It's in the 60s.
Yeah,
but they be sleeping.
Mm. Yeah, I can't do it, bro. I can't.
Is that
do
why
it.
You only go out down there like during the summer, if at all?
Florida?
Yeah. Or do you just steer clear?
No, I'll go to I'm going to Orlando.
That's for Disney, yeah, though, right? I mean, that's for Disney.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, if
you know they have snakes down there?
No, I do. Yeah, they do. They have snakes, but you don't usually see them on the property there at Disney, right?
They're all up in the water, all around it.
I went to 38 last year for fall break. You know?
Okay.
So, that's the kind of stuff I'll do. But again, it's very, very few and far between in terms of those trips. So, anyway, yeah, hope JT can recover and
that's why you go out to Vegas.
Well, there's no...
It's too hot and dry. They don't have anything out there.
They got to have something out there, right?
Yeah, but like not
like... Desert critters out there.
Exactly, but it's so hot out, they're just underground the whole time.
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe
so. You don't have to see them.
Yeah, that's certainly has been the case the last couple of weeks in Memphis. There ain't no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But hope that JT can recover and at some point get back to doing what he loves to do and can be 100%. Parth Upadhyay is going to join us in just a little bit, but one of the things we talked about in this Tiger talk, which I'm sure we will revisit once he gets in, is what Memphis could and should do with Sincere Parker and what his absence might mean for the team. And I just think, first and foremost, I think Memphis is handling it the only way that they can handle it, which is, don't make any kind of statement, don't come down one way or the other on his innocence or guilt. Of course, his court date is not until September the 4th, and we'll see if it gets all wrapped up there. I don't know that it will, but I think it would be in the best interest of Memphis to continue to keep him away from the team. I know they say he's inactive. I'm not saying kick him off, but just keep him away from activities. Don't be posting him on Instagram. Wait until this is all concluded. And again, that's not a presumption of innocence and or guilt. It's just respect for that legal process. You got to make sure that you don't take a stand one way or other, because if you stand by him and he ends up getting being convicted of this, it's a horrible look. And if you kick him off, but it's found that he's innocent, that's also a horrible look. So, I think Memphis needs to be very, very neutral in this situation, and continue to do what they've been doing, which is kind of like nothing, honestly. And then Parth kind of asked the question: well, if he can't be a member of the team, and again, I don't know how close we are to that, but if he can't be a member of the team, how much of a setback would it be to the Tigers? And I think this is where Parth and I do disagree a little bit. Sincere Parker has the tools to be a 1B scorer for the Tigers next year. He had those three straight 30-point games at St. Louis a couple years ago. He was a 1B scorer at McNeese last year. It is a natural thing for him to be. With that being said, I mean, Julius Steadford averaged more points a game last year at West Kentucky than Sincere Parker did. He averaged 12.4. Sincere averaged 12.2. You got Curtis Givens, the third here on the roster, who I'm a huge fan of, as everybody knows. I think he's certainly capable of playing and starting, at the two alongside Doug McDaniel. A little non-traditional, but I think Curtis would thrive in any role. Quante Berry was a double-figure scorer for Temple last year. So I just don't think that, whether or not Sincere Parker is here is going to be the difference. Again, would you like to have him because of his prowess and his experience? Of course. But if he's not able to be here because of legal problems, then I don't think it's, the end of the world for Memphis. I also would say this. Like, Will Wade got a job at NC State, and he did not take him. He did not take Sincere.
He did not.
I mean, I'm not saying that's because of legal problems.
No.
I'm saying that's because Will Wade
realizes what kind of player and, the player that Sincere Parker
Will
is.
Will Wade did not view him as an ACC-level player. Clearly. Because if he did, he would have taken him.
Luckily, Memphis is in the American, not the ACC.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I bet he'll ball out.
No, I think...
I would think.
But I think anybody on that level would ball out here. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. It's like, if Sincere Parker was that caliber of player, he would be an NC State Wolfpack.
Sure.
Right now. He'd be a member of the Wolfpack. All right? Will Wade did not view him as that. Now, Will Wade had I think he gave Parth sort of an excuse he wanted a bigger role, blah, 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 blah. Well, you didn't think he was capable of filling that role with you at NC State in the ACC.
Come on.
So I mean, I kind of I'm reading between the lines here. Again, not that he's not a good player, but Will Wade viewed him as expendable. I think Will Wade took some guys from McNeese to NC State.
Oh, he did.
I don't know exactly who. I don't know. Some of those guys graduated, right?
Yes, some of those guys were experienced.
Shoemate graduated.
Yeah.
And then, what did Javon Garcia go? I don't know if. I don't think he did.
I don't think so.
He stayed. So see, like Will Wade basically left all them folks, bro. Like he didn't think any of those guys were good. That's crazy. There might be one.
I'm
or
sure.
Two.
Like, and the funny thing is, out of the guys that act like graduated, I'm sure he was like, man, I kind of wish I could have taken that guy.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of nuts, man.
We have some breaking news from stuff that we talked about earlier.
What's that?
Mike Parsons tweeted out a 3-page long notes.
Golly.
It is long. It is a full letter with just the caption, thank you, Dallas.
Uh-oh.
I don't think we actually have enough time to read all this.
What's the gist of it?
The gist of it is...
He's done with Dallas?
He's done with Dallas. Mike Garofolo as well puts on there, Micah Parsons requests a trade.
Oh my goodness.
The Dallas Cowboys. This is kind of the... Yep, this is the last little chunk of this that I think would kind of sums it up. Up to today, the team has not had a single conversation with my agent about a contract. Not one demand has been made by my agent about money, years, or anything else. Still, I stayed quiet, but again, after repeated shots at myself and all the narratives I have made, I have made a tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
My trade request has been submitted to Stephen Jones personally.
Wow. That is nuts. And it is honestly just so stupid.
Literally, the second comment is, in all caps, Jerry Jones did it again.
That is so stupid by the Dallas Cowboys, that they have botched this to that degree.
And how many Cowboys
saying,
fans?
Him saying, I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys feels like the point of no
that
return.
Is a dagger.
Yeah. Like that 100% feels like he will not play for the Dallas Cowboys.
He will not
again.
Put a helmet and pads on again for the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think.
I mean, when you go there, when you say I no longer want to be a Dallas Cowboy, like that feels.
What did Myles Garrett end up saying before he got his big deal?
I don't think
Cleveland?
He said I no longer want to be
it,
a
Did he
Cleveland
say it was
Brown.
More of the like, I want to go somewhere right now where we're ready to compete for a championship type deal?
Yeah, I mean, he left some room, you know. Yeah, desire to win.
Okay, but this one, he is straight up saying, I tried to get ahead of this. I skimmed it as we were talking there for a bit about Cincinnati.
This is the tweet. This is the quote. This is, if we could just compare, right?
Yeah.
Myles Garrett requested a trade. He said, as a kid dreaming of the NFL, all I focused on was the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl. And that goal fuels me today more than ever. My love for the community of Northeast Ohio and the incredible fan base of the Cleveland Browns has made this one of the toughest decisions of my life. These past 8 years have shaped me into the man I am today. While I've loved calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. It has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, much lighter.
So, what I read was at the end. Would you like to hear the first handful of sentences from Micah Parsons? Because it might be just as damning, if not worse.
Sure.
Yes, I wanted to be here. I did everything I could to show that I wanted to be a Cowboy and wear the star on my helmet. I wanted to play in front of the best fans in sports and make this America's team once again. The team my pops and I grew up cheering for way up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, I no longer want to be here. I no longer want to be held to closed-door negotiations without my agent present. I no longer want shots taken at me for getting injured while laying it on the line for the organization, our fans, and my teammates. I no longer want narratives created and spread to the media about me. I had purposefully stayed quiet in hopes of something getting done, but since there is confusion out there, let me clear some things up.
Yeah, that's nuts. It feels like that is too far gone, man. I got to say.
And you know what the even funnier thing is? Because we both saw the Diana Rossini report around the same time this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was like, you know what? Let me let that simmer. Let me just wait and see what other people chime in. And other NFL people were like, yeah, we're kind of hearing the same thing. And all the comments from just people and fans from across were like, we never believe Diana, whatever, whatever. And then we get this?
Yeah.
Wow.
That feels tough, I got to say.
And then, of course, the now report is, again, from Diana Rossini. The Dallas Cowboys have no intention of trading Micah Parsons per sources. Shocking that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little duh, really.
Yeah. Man, crazy. Crazy situation in Dallas. Feels like that one has to be dealt with. No doubt about it. You're going to have to trade him. I mean, whew. I mean, somebody will, you know, you'll get a Khalil Mack type return too. I mean, but somebody will have to do it.
You got
to
have, and from,
man,
I'm going to go back and I'm going to read the rest of that.
I mean, it's just like really, I rarely say this, but I feel bad for Dallas Cowboy fans because this is just so dumb, so unnecessarily stupid that, you know, this guy wanted to be here. This guy wanted to get a new contract and be a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Like,
and it sounds like these type of closed door negotiations or non-negotiations with the agent, from what Micah Parsons has been saying, it sounds like this has been going on for damn near 2 years now, that he's just said, you know what, get in there early, let's get a deal done, let's make sure I'm here for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys have essentially given him the finger, told him to kick rocks, we'll do it on our timeline, and you're going to have to sit there and deal with it.
Crazy. That's unreal. Micah Parsons, one of the best defenders in the game, is seeking a trade from Dallas.
Wow.
All right, we'll come back. Part of the pod will join us on the other side, talk Memphis basketball with him. Stick around. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He is the one and only Parthupadhyay. He's promised me he's been reading the Bhagavad Gita. Did I say that right?
Bhagavad Gita, but I have not been reading.
All right, man. You ain't got to like.
I did not promise you that either.
You ain't got to like go that deep into the pronunciation, bro. I mean, I got the gist of it, bro. You ain't got to flex on me. But you did promise me you'd be reading more, right?
I made no such promise.
You did not promise that?
I don't recall making that promise.
All right. Well, have you considered doing it?
I have. I probably should.
Yeah, I think you need to. I think you need to. But he covers the University of Memphis for the Daily Memphian, and he joins us every Friday. It's amazing to me that, like, it really has never slowed down for the Tigers this year.
Man,
like, since the offseason.
Since I got the job. Like, yeah. I got here on 9/01 day in 2022, and it's been one thing after another. My first story, crazy enough, was about Imani Bates getting arrested in Michigan. That was back in September 2022.
I got a signed jersey from him. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I got a signed jersey from him. Personalized. Cavs jersey.
I didn't know y'all were locked in like that.
We're not at all. It was actually, funny enough, I made a bet with a Cleveland Cavaliers staffer. He was a big Lamar Jackson fan, big Ravens fan. And I was like, he always, in this group chat, always says, this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. You know, they're going to beat the Bills. They're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm like, all right, bro, bet. Bet me that the Bills beat them folks in the playoffs. I think it was the playoffs. Maybe it was a regular season game. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right. He's like, all right, you bet. I told him, I'll put up 200. You put up a personalized Imani Bates signed jersey for me.
That's fair. Yeah.
And the Bills obviously
won.
You got
that jersey. Did you frame it? Where is it at?
I haven't framed it. I just got it last
week. Man cave? Okay.
Yeah. I think I have to frame it because it's personalized. And the funny part about it is that Imani started to write he started to write the other guy's name first. And then the staffer said, no, it's not for me. So you could see it's like scribbled out.
That is hilarious.
The guy's name. It's like, and it says, to my boy John. And like, what Imani doesn't know, it's fine, is that I used to rip that, man. I used to be like, man, this man's broke. Jumper is broke. This man don't even be playing.
I was going to ask you, if you said to my boy, did y'all have a rapport back when he was a Tiger? Like,
We had no such rapport. The only rapport I honestly think I had in the Penny era.
Uh-huh.
And he unfollowed me, but I would have said Kendrick Davis.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because we've
had KD was cool.
Yeah, like, he was just, like, he understood it. Like, he was a good, you know, but you know, I'm unk now, bro. I'm old. I don't really, you know, talk to any of the guys that come through.
I'm not even old, but it's still hard to have a rapport with these guys. Like, I'm 27, about to be 28.
Right.
So, kind of close in age to them, but, you know, with limited access and
today's age. It's not really designed for you to get close to them, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm more of like a former player guy. Which, by the way, I don't know if you've heard about this, but and you wouldn't know him because he was way before your time here.
Uh-huh.
But I know many Memphis fans will, and maybe this is worth the story on your end. But many Memphis fans remember and know Anthony Rice. He was one of the best 3-point shooters in program history.
He's going through some health stuff, right?
Yeah. Are you aware of it?
I don't know the ins and outs, but I think I saw it was Leon Taylor, right, of 247 Sports, who had posted something, I want to say, to Instagram last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically it's like a lung condition, I've got the details. He's fighting a tough battle with interstitial lung disease, and he's at home recovering, but he needs, you know, help with medical costs, oxygen support, basic living needs. Sounds like he can't work right now. Anthony Rice, who, you know, again, for my generation, bro, I mean, I was coming up on those teams. I was coming up on Anthony
early
Rice.
Early Cal era, right?
Yeah, I was coming up on Antonio Burks, Anthony Rice, you know, those guys. And Anthony Rice, I feel like, was one of the more underrated players that has come through here. Yes, he has a GoFundMe that has raised $4,800, and honestly, I probably need to share this just because I have the platform to do it. But you should reach out to him. You should reach out to him and talk to him.
Yeah, no doubt. What's the goal? The
goal? 12,000.
Okay.
But of course, like, let's beat the goal. Let's beat the goal,
there
man. I mean, let's get Anthony Rice
healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to see this. You know,
that's sad, man. No.
Yeah, you see, despite trying to remain strong for his family, Anthony's health declined rapidly. On June 2023, his oxygen levels dropped dangerously low and his heart rate became unstable. He was rushed to Piedmont Fayette Hospital, where he was quickly admitted to the ICU, placed on life support, and intubated. He remained hospitalized for over a month, fighting for his life. By the grace of God, he survived. Prior to that, he had never been hospitalized, never had surgery, and had never experienced serious illness. As a result, Anthony now requires 18 hours of oxygen support, and even minor activity causes his oxygen levels to drop and his heart rate to spike. He's unable to work. His doctor has officially declared him medically unfit for employment, and without a steady income, he's now living at home with mom, has no permanent residence or transportation. That just really...
That's heartbreaking, man. Yeah,
it breaks my heart, man. Before June 2023, he had never had any medical issues at all.
Life is crazy. Unexpected.
Bro, life is so crazy. It's like we can't even like fathom how fast all of this can change.
No doubt.
I mean, this is a guy that's like top tier athlete, dude. Like,
yeah, impeccable shape, you would think, right?
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, no indication that his health was deteriorating, and
right,
this happens, yeah.
You know, I mean, the Greg Glenn situation.
Yeah.
You know, Tulane. I mean, obviously that was an accident. That wasn't a health-related thing, but like...
But it wasn't expected,
certainly. He didn't get on that yacht expecting to die.
No.
You know? I mean, that's... Life is crazy, man. I didn't expect to get that deep with you today, but...
I didn't either. But here we are, man.
That's what happened.
Life is wild.
But I think it's, you know, it is real. It's happening, you know? I mean, it's... A Tiger, you know, I don't know, maybe legend is strong, but he was a very, very good player. So if you can help, I would encourage you to do that. Just look it up on Facebook, Anthony Rice GoFundMe. I'll probably tweet it out, and we can go from there. So the news since I think we last had you in was that did we know about the scrimmage last week?
The Auburn?
Yeah, did we talk about that?
We had talked about it off air, but it wasn't
right
public.
So now Auburn, and we're expecting Arkansas to get done?
Yes, we are.
And is there any hang up on that we know, like?
Yeah, I've been told multiple things from different people. Some people are saying that it's, you know, the contract or whatever, it's in Arkansas's hand, they got to sign it. Some are saying St. Jude has to, you know, dot some I's, cross some T's. But
right,
the point being, it's in that final stage, right?
Got it.
Finalization, and it's expected to happen.
Okay. I wish they were regular season games, but. You got to take what you can get.
For sure.
How much do you think those can help? Like these exhibitions,
man, tremendously, right? Like it happened. I mean, we saw last year, even the North Carolina kind of, you know, was shaky, right, throughout the season and barely made the tournament. But just playing that Tar Heels team and then going to Huntsville and playing Bama, that certainly was a litmus test, right, for that Tigers team, especially with all new guys, kind of seeing what you have there and seeing how you stack up against one of the most talented groups in the country. And I think it's the same thing here. Arkansas, I think, what is it, 11th? Mm-hmm. In Bartorvik's projections, and Auburn's not too far back. So these are both going to be top 20, top 25 teams. Auburn obviously coming off a Final Four run. Anytime you can get that kind of measuring stick contest before the season even begins, I mean, you take it, certainly.
Yeah. In terms of the Arkansas game, Cal has talked about wanting to get former players back.
Yeah.
Do you think he's just planning to use them as a human shield?
I saw your response, obviously, in our Tigers talk.
Yeah.
I don't think so, man. I think that's – and I don't – look, I didn't cover Cal. I don't have a personal relationship with Cal. I've spoken to the guy one time, right, for a story I did a few years back. But I feel like that's just him. Like, the whole La Familia, like, you know, everybody eats. That's the brand, right? Like, that's who he is. It's not about using them as a human shield or preventing himself from being booed or whatever it may be. But, you know, he wants to – I mean, he talked about it multiple times on the podcast with Penny, like how many families he's helped and how many guys he's put in the league and how many millions his former players have earned. He wants to kind of show that off and endorse that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, he should. I saw some TikTok that triggered me, bro, like ranking top 10 recruits at Memphis, and Derrick Rose was not on it. That's what happens when you give these kids the internet.
Who was the TikToker? Can we?
Man, some dumbass, man. I don't know. Like, I commented on it. I was like, man, this pissed me off. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, he's putting top 10 guys. He's got some. Hold on, let me see. Because we were going back and forth. I was going at his ass.
Oh, he was commenting back and forth with you?
Yeah, he turned off comments. Man, clown.
How's that? You're fighting kids on the internet.
I don't know that he's a kid, but I mean, there needs to be some accountability. Land of QEZMH. I don't know. Top 10 Memphis basketball recruits in recent years.
Yeah, what is it? What's the list?
Will Barton, Adonis Thomas, Precious Achiuwa, Kendrick Perkins, Musa Cisse, Tyreek Evans, Jalen Duren, Imani Bates, and James Wiseman. Derrick Rose was the number three player in America.
Yeah, how does he not make
the University
that
list? Of Memphis.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I get it. James Wiseman was ranked higher. Jalen Duren and Imani Bates were ranked higher. But Musa Cisse, bro, Will Barton, like, get out of my face. Will Barton was
Will
great.
Will Barton was highly touted.
But he wasn't higher ranked than Derrick Rose,
of course,
is my point.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Will Barton is on this list and D Rose isn't. Invalid list. That's what I told him. Like, your list is invalid. And he told me my reading is invalid. I'm like, kid.
How's your reading?
I will bust your ass. All right? Meet me outside.
Let him know.
I will bust your ass over this D Rose erasure. These kids, man, they don't get it. They don't understand the history. But yeah, I think Cal just wants to get guys back, and look, I think he's on a second job since leaving Memphis. It should not really be an issue. Some people will always be that way, but I think overall people will appreciate what he did.
I think it'll be a mixed reception. I mean, and I know this is 2 years ago or whatever, but when I wrote that story, when Derrick Rose came to the Grizzlies and I talked to Cal about D. Rose and his time at Memphis, like, look at those comments, man.
Right.
Like, people are just ripping Cal.
Yes.
All throughout the comments there on dailymemphian.com. Now,
yep.
That was 2 years ago, and he's gotten a different job now, and he's not at Kentucky anymore. And, you know, he did that podcast with Penny. I'm sure that helps.
But, yeah.
I still think you're going to hear plenty of audible boos when he walks out center court there.
I don't doubt it, but, you know, at the end of the day,
it'll be good theater, right?
I have always been in the, you know, this was probably the closest Memphis will ever get to a championship, if we're being honest.
Hard to recreate that.
Up 9 with 2 minutes left in the title game. Do we think Memphis will ever be close?
You mean
to
that in particular? Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. To win 30 games 4 years in a row. Come on, bro. I mean, probably not going to be done again. I mean, maybe in the American if they stay, you know, they could do that. But with the non-conference, it's going to be tough. So
yeah.
I don't know. I do not believe. I do not believe that people should boo him. And then Sincere Parker. So when the University of Memphis says he's an active member of the team, that what does active mean? That he's practicing, he's working out, as business as usual?
Business as usual. He's doing everything that he was doing before this came to light, okay, before he got arrested.
So I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I'm a big fan of that. I think there would need to, if I was running the program, I would say, you know, let's just keep a distance while this sorts itself out. I mean, I think to sort of, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the precedence is, honestly.
It's like, so tricky, right? Because you don't want to, like, if he is actually innocent, or if he was defending himself or whatever it may be,
right,
that you don't want to, you know, send that message to one of your guys,
no,
like,
right,
hey, we don't
right.
believe you.
That's right.
And then
that's true. But you also, like,
puts a rift in the relationship.
Luckily
the
for Memphis, there's no games being played.
For sure.
So they kind of can do this in the shadows and nobody will really know the difference.
Nobody like me and you or anybody's talking. Yeah, exactly.
But if the games were being played, would they be playing him right now?
I think so.
I think that would be a terrible look.
But I think they would. I mean, we can debate what kind of look it'd be, but I think based on Memphis's statement to myself and other media members, and based on how they're dealing with this now in terms of just letting the legal process play out and not making any judgments before that kind of concludes, like, you would assume they'd play him. And, you know, I asked the attorney, Arthur Horn, the other day, I think it was, Tuesday when he was in court for that second appearance. I was like, look, man, like, I know you're trying to get this thrown out. I know you're trying to get this resolved without him pleading anything,
mm-hmm.
but if September 4th comes around and you find out that this is going to get kicked down the road further, it's going to go to trial, and that trial bleeds into the season, like, what does that mean for Sincere when that ball tips off in November? Like, will he be playing? And he said, like, from what he's been told, from his conversations with the coaching staff and people
right.
in that program, like, Sincere, you know, will be playing, and they'll stand by him as far as he knows until this is all resolved.
Mm.
So
yeah, I mean, look, I don't know. It's tough, but I wouldn't play him in a game. I'd say that much. Yeah, I think that's
a tough one, yeah.
I think, like, that's kind of like taking a stand. I mean,
what do you mean?
It's almost like we believe that he is innocent, despite the legal process not being.
I see what you're saying.
Right, like,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's where I would have to step in and say, we're not taking a stand on this,
because that could make you look really bad if you're Memphis.
100%
when it comes out to where
100%.
He's not,
you played a
by the court of law innocent. Yeah.
If he's found to be guilty, you played a woman abuser, right? So I mean, again, that's I can't subject myself to those optics. Now, if he wants to get upset with me that I'm keeping him out of the game while the legal process sorts itself out, I would invite him to transfer and play somewhere that would let him play.
He might be one of their top three most talented players. And I saw in the Tigers talk, you kind of, I don't want to say you downplayed it, but I know other people on sports talk radio or whatever in this market kind of have like, okay, fine. You know, if it doesn't work out with him, like Memphis has a plethora of guards, like it'll be fine. Like he's probably like in an ideal world, he'd be the new, you know, PJ Haggerty, right? Like diet PJ Haggerty. Does that make sense? Like Doug McDaniel would fill the role of the Tyrese Hunter. And then you've got Sincere Parker as your off-ball just bucket getter.
Yeah, but you got guys like that though. Like you got multiple Julius Thedford averaged more.
I love Thed. Thed's a bucket, yeah.
I mean, he averaged more than he did last year as a freshman.
In many more minutes, but yes, sure.
I mean, Sincere Parker is a good player, but he ain't the difference. Will Wade didn't take him to your alma mater, bro. Will Wade left him behind.
Will Wade told him, like, hey, you're one of the guys that I want to bring along, but you'll be playing the same role that you played here at McNeese State, which was, what, 19 and a half minutes a game. You'll be coming off the bench.
He's a second leading scorer. I don't buy it.
That's what Will told me.
I know. I don't buy it.
On the record. I put that in my feature.
I don't believe it. I think he was saying that to
Sincere's be. Sincere's camp said the same, you know, Sincere's dad told me the same thing. Like, hey,
I'm sorry,
Sincere
bro.
Had a chance to go to NC State.
And so he decided instead to go to Memphis?
To be a star, yeah. Like, he wants to fully cash in on this last year of college and, you know, blossom, right? Like into the,
but like, I like honestly, let's just take this for what it is.
Sure,
you're saying you would rather go to Memphis. You're going to start at NC State, which is what he was saying, which is what you did.
I don't know if it was start. Like he didn't start at McNeese.
He didn't start at McNeese.
No, he came off the like here. I've got it pulled up right here. He played 34 games, did not start a single game at McNeese State last year. Not a single game. Played 19.7 minutes.
Okay,
even his best games were off the bench.
So now we can sort of dial that back. We say, Will Wade doesn't think he's good enough to start games. He doesn't think he's a starting player. He thinks he's a bench player. Like, and so he said, yeah, I'll take you if you're willing to still come off the bench.
Still be a key role player, but come off the bench in the ACC.
That's what I'm
play
saying.
Play 19, 20 minutes a game.
That's why I'm not really tripping about whether Sincere Parker's on this team or not, because he is a bench guy.
This is NC State. This is Memphis.
But he was a bench guy at McNeese.
Excuse me, the American Conference.
He was a bench guy at McNeese, though.
But
yes or no? He was a bench guy at McNeese.
I guess, but he's one of the best bench guys in the country by every advanced analytic you can
look
at.
But that's what I'm saying. There's Memphis has depth at the guard position. Like, so if it's Curtis Gibbons, if it's Quante Berry, if it's Julius Thedford, like, they're going to be all right if Sincere is not here. That's all I'm saying.
Before all this unfolded,
they'll be better with him, but they'll survive
without
him. I was
going to say, I think he still has a chance, if this thing clears up, to be Memphis's leading scorer, if not second leading scorer.
I think Doug has that locked up, my opinion.
We'll see. I think he'll be...
You got a bench guy talking like a starter. That's what you're over there doing.
He's a bucket, man, like...
Julius Thedford averaged more, but I guess your point
in
is he started more minutes. He's less efficient.
He's a starter, yeah.
I mean, again, I'm not trying to kick Sincere Parker off the team,
no, for sure.
But it's all through the prism of if for whatever reason the legal problems keep him away from the team. What do I think Memphis will survive? I think Memphis will survive because Penny's done he's done a poor job, I would say, of recruiting bigs, but he's done a great job of recruiting guard and wing depth.
For sure, I think last year probably taught him some. 100%. Lessons and
well, he almost leaned too much into it because now he has no bigs.
No bigs.
Because if somebody
three bigs on the roster, right?
If the same thing were to happen to the big instead of the guard, now he doesn't have a big to replace the big that got hurt. So yeah. You know, I know they're involved with some other guys who are horrible, but at this point in the cycle, everybody's going to be horrible.
You call them horrible? They haven't even got to Memphis yet. You call them horrible? They haven't even been announced. Signed nothing. But they're horrible.
Majok horrible. Will never play relevant minutes at Memphis. I would bet my life savings on it.
You'll be mad when Simon blows up and declines an invite to the Jason and John show. You'll be mad.
Will never happen. Will not happen. Penny won't play him.
Your show, bro.
Penny's going to see him, and he's going to be like, Willie Harrington, get the hell out of my office. All right? And then, you know, whoever this clown is that they're recruiting will not play either. I mean,
oh my gosh.
If you're not here, if you're not part of the first wave with Penny, unless you're like five-star guy that just kind of came available for some circumstance.
I mean, 2 years ago, there were a lot of guys who were not part of, there was no first wave, right? Like guys trickled in.
Yes.
David Jones barely got his visa clear and got here in September or whatever it was.
Yes.
But that was a different circumstance.
Yeah. I mean, you knew, like Big East production, like you knew that he could come in here and do that. Anyway, good stuff from Parth. You can read him at dailymemphian.com. Joins us every single Friday here on the show. Thanks, brother.
Appreciate y'all.
We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90 China FM, ESPN. Get to work at LA Fitness. Get that work in. Beautiful facilities around Memphis. I love it, man. I love going and I love hitting the sauna. It's one of my favorite things to do when I'm done. You know, I do the stair stepper. I lift a little bit. I ain't trying to get like all bulky and stuff, but you know, just enough. Just enough to keep the juices flowing. They got the brand new lift room, the group fitness classes, babysitting if you need babysitters, just $10 a month. The pool, the sauna, it's awesome being at LA Fitness. And again, they're everywhere around Memphis, 7 different locations to choose from. So it's time to get that work in. Summer's still going on. You got to look good for the summer. Do it at LA Fitness. You got that free 3-day trial, lafitness.com. You can join for zero down, just $24.99 a month for a single club membership. Join now LA Fitness for $24.99 a month, $59 annual to access any single club in the Memphis area. Membership auto renews and requires first and last month's dues at joining. Additional terms and conditions do apply. It's LA Fitness. Check them out. Thanks to Parth Upadhyay for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Anthony Sain as well. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.